Today in our gospel, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, Jesus is telling us the necessity of persistent prayer. The necessity of persistent prayer. But what is a persistent prayer? For me, persistent prayer does not consist of a long, winding, or never-ending prayer. That's not persistent prayer. Persistent prayer is a heartfelt and confident prayer. That is persistent prayer. In our gospel, it tells us of a parable of a judge who, because of the pleadings of the widow, finally gave and rendered a just judgment. But we have a God more than this clever judge. Don't you think that He will hear our prayers more? You see, prayer is not so much the quantity, but the quality of our prayer. And that's why a persistent prayer is a heartfelt and confident prayer. It's a prayer where a heart speaks to another heart. That is the kind of prayer that God wants. You see, it's better to have a heart without words than to have so many words in our prayers, but it does not have any heart in it. The bottom line is, prayer is faith and trust. And we have to put heart on it. The journey of man in prayer is very simple. It is a journey of one's heart seeking to be with the heart of God. In our case, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In our case, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And once we journey that kind of journey in our prayer, we are assured that our prayer, although it's not that voluminous or has a big, good quantity, but because of its heaviness in the heart, then it becomes a persistent prayer. It's really a prayer of a heart speaking to the heart of God. Second and last point, a persistent prayer is a trustful prayer. One that really trusts God. It's not so much God listens to our prayers, said and unsaid. God listens to our prayer even if we say much or if we don't say anything. When you visit the Adoration Chapel, sometimes all you need to do is just to be there. When you are in adoration, sometimes the only thing necessary is for you to be present, for us to be present. That's the kind of prayer that God wants. The highest form of prayer is the Eucharist, the Mass. That's the highest form of prayer. I don't know if some of you noticed when you were coming in our TV by the vestibule, Matt put out there the first reading, the Psalms, second reading, the Gospel theme, and then the theme of our Gospel today, of our liturgy of the Word. And one of the things that Matt put there is how to worship. If the Mass is the highest form of prayer, how do you pray? And how will your prayers be a persistent prayer, a heartfelt prayer? Three things. Be silent. Be thoughtful. and be reverent. Be reverent because this is the house of God. Before the Mass, speak to God. Before the Mass, speak to God. During the Mass, let God speak to you. After the Mass, speak to one another. Share the good news. Share God. Share what is in your heart because you have just received Jesus. It's so nice because today we have pancake breakfast. So after this, everybody should go there and share with one another. Fellowship. Faith without fellowship is not faith. Because that's where you practice. You're given opportunity to practice your faith, your prayer. You have just been in the greatest prayer, the Eucharist, where you have partaken of the Word, Jesus in the Word, and also Jesus in the Eucharist. I repeat, persistent prayer is simply a heartfelt and confident prayer. Persistent prayer is a trustful prayer. And if the Mass is the highest form of prayer, what should be our disposition when we enter this prayer house, this house of God? Be silent, be thoughtful, be reverent. Before, speak to God. Even if you're coming here, speak to God. Dispose yourself that you're going to speak to God. During the Mass, let God speak to you. And after the Mass, speak to one another. Share the good news.